Back here at 7:45 on the Mighty 690. It's the second Tuesday of the month, and so that means we do have a Coffeyville City Commission meeting tonight. And joining us here in the studio, we have Interim City Manager Tim Wilson. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Great, James. How are you?
Hey, doing well. So it is nice to have a little bit of return to warmer weather after all the snow and everything. And shout out to all the city crews and the electric department keeping the lights under and all that. That heavy snow was causing some havoc.
Yes, it was.
So we appreciate all their work and everything, and it's nice to have the streets cleared and things melted and keep moving right along.
Looking forward to spring.
Oh, me too. So hey, we do have this meeting that starts at 6:30 tonight. So what's sticking out to you on the agenda this evening?
Well, we have a number of things to discuss today. We're going to do an appropriation ordinance for about $1.5 million. Then I always like to remind the public that we have open comments from the public. They can get up to 3 minutes on the podium, and we always look forward to hearing from the citizens of Coffeyville. So welcome anybody that'd like to come. In our new business, we have a resolution to approve an agreement with International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers as well as International Union of Operating Engineers. That's for a contract that would be effective from January 1 of 24 through December of 25. So it's a two-year contract. We've also got a resolution to establish the end of the water warning for the city of Coffeyville. So that's welcome news that the river's up in the 90% plus range and Elk City Reservoir as well. So we're finally getting some relief from the drought, and that's good news for everyone. We've got a resolution to approve repairs to the elevator in the fire department. It's been down for a few months, and we're going to initiate repairs and enter a maintenance agreement with an elevator company. And we've got a resolution to authorize issuance of a purchase order to Tyler Technologies, and that's for software migration and upgrade of city financial software and purchase of content manager. And that's a really important resolution. We're operating on what I would consider very aged software, and this will allow the city to much better manage both revenue and expenditures on a day-to-day basis. We've got an ordinance to establish a land bank. That's another critical component, I think. We've made a decision to establish a land bank that allow us to both accept properties that are donated to the city as well as go out and purchase properties. And it's very much tied around housing and trying to eliminate some of the blight around the city. And I'm very hopeful that's a big step forward for the city of Coffeyville when it comes to housing.
Well, and that's great. And so that basically allows the city to kind of hold on to some of these properties and then make them available for developers. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. It allows us to take care of the properties. And, you know, we've got a lot of absentee landlords, and that leads to a lot of blight in the city. And this gives us way more control over a number of the properties that are out there.
And that allows, like, in some cases, like I've had experience with Cherryvale, where it's the same, their council members in this case, they convene as their land bank. So it's
correct.
The same kind of people making those decisions. They just have to convene as the,
exactly right.
the land bank, essentially.
Yeah,
so,
that's
okay.
Yep, that's exactly right. So that's what we got going for tonight, and it's going to be a pretty busy agenda, but we're going to get a lot of good things done.
Sounds like a lot of good stuff on the way. So anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here this morning? I know you've been into the job here for a little bit, so getting your feet under you.
Yeah, I think it's been 5 weeks now, so we got a lot of good things going on, so a lot to look forward to, I think, in the city of Coffeyville. So
excellent. Well, I know you've got lots of stuff to do. We appreciate you taking the time to come in and share this information with us. And again, meeting's open to the public 6:30 tonight in City Hall.
All right, James, thank you very much.
All right, Interim Manager Tim Wilson here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
All right, talk soon.
All right, and we'll have more coming up in moments here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.